These are today's headlines and top stories from the Sacramento Bee.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, January 18th. Here are your top stories from the Sacramento Bee. First, the weather. Today has an 80% chance of rain after 4 p.m., otherwise there will be winds with a high near 51. Tonight we'll see showers with a low near 40. In local news, an evacuation warning was lifted Tuesday morning for Wilton and surrounding parts of Sacramento County, which faced another round of flood risk over the weekend, county emergency officials said. Mandatory evacuations were ordered Saturday afternoon for the communities of Wilton, Rancho Murrieta, Harold, and the Dillard Road area near Highway 99. County officials reduced the order to a warning early Sunday afternoon and ended the warning shortly before 11 a.m. Tuesday. The Cosumnes River at Michigan Bar came within several inches of its flood stage Saturday evening, water monitors showed. Close to an inch of rain fell in downtown Sacramento on Saturday, and a series of thunderstorm cells rolled through the region Sunday morning. The county continues to advise residents to stay alert, as moderate rain is in the forecast this week and could cause localized flooding, including on roads. After a dry and sunny Tuesday, showers are expected Wednesday before dry weather likely returns Thursday and into the weekend, weather service forecasts show. In tax news, Governor Gavin Newsom recently proclaimed that 95% of Texans pay higher taxes than Californians. But is that true? Some Sacramento Bee sleuthing concludes that, Newsom's statement cannot be independently verified. Asked to provide a source for the assertion, Newsom's office cited a 2018 study by the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy, a liberal-leaning group. The ITP report found California had the nation's most equitable tax system, and it cited Texas as the second most unfair, after Washington. ITEP found that the top 1% of income earners in Texas paid an average of 3.1% in state and local taxes as a share of income. The top 1% in California paid 12.4%. For the 40% of the highest earning people, those making $56,000 or more in Texas and $62,100 in California, the rates are higher in California, ITEP found. The crux of ITEP's finding is that while California's overall tax collections are higher than in Texas, the drastically different ways in which those two states raise revenue mean lower tax bills for many California families with moderate incomes. In state worker news, California state workers could be banned from installing certain social media apps like TikTok on their state-issued smartphones under two proposed laws that highlight potential cybersecurity threats. Democrat Senator Bill Dodd of Napa introduced Senate Bill 74 last week and in a news release cited recent FBI warnings about TikTok, the social media app owned by the Chinese firm ByteDance. The U.S. military in 2019 banned TikTok from government-issued devices. The bill specifically calls out Beijing-based ByteDance, which owns TikTok, as one such company whose products would be banned if it were to become law. If passed by lawmakers and signed by Newsom, California would join 26 other states that have taken action against TikTok, according to the website Government Technology, a list of states that includes Texas and Florida. In December, President Joe Biden signed a spending bill into law that banned most federal employees from having TikTok on their government-issued smartphones, with exceptions for law enforcement, national security, and security research purposes, according to NBC News. TikTok has acknowledged that its employees have used the app to track the movement of certain journalists, as reported by Forbes in December. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, visit sacbee.com. Thank you for listening. Take care.
This has been today's headlines and top stories from the Sacramento Bee.